Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 9th. Say hello to my lil friend. 42 years ago, today, in 1983, Scarface hit theaters, introducing Al Pacino's unforgettable role as Cuban refugee turned Miami drug kingpin, Tony Montana. The Brian De Palma film, written by Oliver Stone, earned mixed early reviews, but went on to become a box office success and a lasting pop culture icon. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 feet. Conditions stay clean until about 10 when the wind shifts to sideshore at 1 mile per hour. By 11, the waves drop to 1+ feet and become fair as the wind picks up to 3 miles per hour. Expect choppy conditions by 1 with the wind increasing to 6 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 8 seconds, and the offshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5.5 feet at 11:45 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 7:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions with waves building to 3 to 5 feet on Friday, making it the standout day of the period. Thursday features a solid 2 to 4 feet, but conditions may be fair as the wind shifts. Wednesday starts smaller at 1 to 2 feet, remaining clean and ideal for beginners throughout the morning. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 53 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 80 and a light north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 53 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday through Friday will be sunny with highs in the mid-70s and light southwest winds around 0 to 5 miles per hour, with nights mostly clear and lows near 53. Patchy fog will develop overnight into Friday and again before 10 p.m. Saturday night, with highs cooling to around 70 Saturday and overnight lows near 52 to 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, city officials announced that Jimmy Durante Boulevard, Dilmar's widest road, is set for 2 inches of fresh blacktop as part of a $3.5 million paving and striping program, scheduled for completion by May 26, 2026. This project will replace all pavement between the intersection of Via de la Valle and the San Diego River Bridge, covering at least 340,000 square feet, nearly 8% of Delmar's pavement infrastructure. The improvements will maintain existing curbs, gutters, and sidewalks while enhancing traffic flow and pedestrian safety with new reflective striping and green paint for better awareness between drivers and bicyclists. Now on to sports. The Baltimore Ravens lost 27-22 to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday, and one controversial call in the fourth quarter played a major role in this significant game. Both teams entered with 6-6 records, but arrived at them in completely opposite ways. With less than 3 minutes to go, quarterback Lamar Jackson appeared to find tight end Isaiah Likely for a 13-yard touchdown. Initially ruled a touchdown, the call was overturned upon review, as Likely did not make a football move. The Steelers held on for the win, moving to 7-6, while the Ravens fell to 10th place and are now 2 games behind the Indianapolis Colts for the final playoff spot. And last night on Monday Night Football, the Chargers pulled ahead in overtime to defeat the Philadelphia Eagles in a thrilling 22-19 win. This victory marked the biggest win of the season for a Chargers team that seemed to be spiraling out of playoff contention. Quarterback Justin Herbert, just a week after surgery on a fracture in his left hand, rushed for 66 yards. The Chargers defense forced 5 turnovers from Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts, including a crucial interception in overtime. Next, the Chargers face the Kansas City Chiefs, while the Eagles meet the Las Vegas Raiders. In local sports, Major League Baseball's annual winter meetings officially got underway in Orlando, Florida on Monday. San Diego Padres general manager A.J. Preller is known for making significant moves at this event. At the 2025 meetings, Preller signed minor league reliever Deyson Acosta to a 1-year contract. The 27-year-old right-handed pitcher has shown impressive strikeout numbers, rising from 9.5 strikeouts per 9 innings to 12.5 per inning. This signing reflects the Padres' strategy for building their 2026 roster, as they seek to enhance their already strong bullpen and address other lineup needs. In top news, the Supreme Court appeared poised Monday to expand the president's power to fire heads of many regulatory agencies, despite one pivotal justice expressing a desire to insulate the Federal Reserve from political pressure. During 2.5 hours of oral arguments, justices probed the limits of President Trump's assertion of virtually unfettered authority to remove agency leaders. Justice Brett Kavanaugh raised concerns about a broad victory for Trump jeopardizing the independence of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Justice Alina Kagan warned that increasing presidential power could undermine civil service protections for federal employees. Rulings in both cases are expected by July. In business news, this week, a key moment for artificial intelligence stocks unfolds, and it has nothing to do with NVIDIA. Oracle's earnings will be the crucial event for tech investors. The market's focus on artificial intelligence growth has expanded beyond NVIDIA's chip demand. Concerns arise over the sustainability of data center demand, as investors remain vigilant about signals from key companies. Oracle reports its fiscal second quarter results on Wednesday, with analysts expecting about 15% sales growth. The outlook for Oracle's demand from OpenAI will also be scrutinized, as a 5-year contract worth $300 billion begins in 2027. This week is pivotal, so be prepared for significant market movements. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $90,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $3,100. And XRP is down 1% to $2.05. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. An invisible force has long eluded detection within the halls of the world's most famous particle accelerator until now. Scientists at CERN, in Switzerland, and Goethe University Frankfurt have announced the isolation of a resonant ghost that affects particle behavior inside this superproton synchrotron. This three-dimensional shape shifts over time, best measured in four dimensions. The ghost arises from resonance, where energy waves interact, leading to beam degradation. Understanding this phenomenon is crucial to avoiding particle loss in accelerator physics. Their findings aim to help develop strategies to mitigate these effects in future particle accelerators. Entertainment news. Lawrence Fishburne is looking to step back behind the camera and is currently developing a directing project, The Rule of Nines, with producer and casting director Bonnie Timmerman and actor Andre Holland. John Connor wrote the script. Fishburne expresses, "The fact that I have been making films since I was 11 or 12 means that I am a filmmaker." He adds, "This may be the moment where I move into the director space in a real, consistent kind of way." Fishburne will return for the fifth and final season of The Witcher, which he anticipates will probably be streaming next year, probably around the same time, like Halloween. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Indian political leader and activist, Mahatma Gandhi. And he said, "In a gentle way, you can shake the world, emphasizing the power of nonviolent resistance and grassroots mobilization to create significant change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.